Hello, everybody. Good day, wherever you are. Good evening, good morning, wherever you are listening from. This is Hour of Healing. We are back again for this week's episode, and it's going to be a continuation of last week's episode, which was Cure to Frustrations.
Dear audience, thank you so much for joining us this week. As we had mentioned at the very end of last week's release, because of the length of the recording, we could not release the entire video to you. And so we are going to pick off right where we left off last week as we were talking about the cures to frustration. We talked about two of the modalities or cures for frustration. So we will pick up right from there and discuss maybe about three more strategies that we can use in order to obtain the various cures to frustrations in our lives that we need. And so I hope you are ready. We're going to pick up right from the second part of the recording, which is from week two. So this will be week three, but we are just continuing the cures to frustration. God bless you. Let's tune in.
And second, this, I'll try to be quick with the next three, but they are of equal importance. I wrote here that another cure for frustration is trust. Trust. And we talked about trust, I believe, a couple of weeks ago in our introductory conversation. Mm-hmm. So, Candace, this is how I have come to define trust in my life. I've come to define it as allowing God to take responsibility for his purposes and his plans. Mm-hmm. That is truly how I've come to define trust. Because trust requires patience. And so you trust God, but how do you trust him? You trust that the person who says or who said to you, I will take you to the finish line, one, has the ability, two, has the know-how, and three, knows where the finish line is. If you take any of these three things out, you are violating the principle of trust. The reason why a lot of us are frustrated is that we trust God to have the power to take us to our destination. We trust God to know how to get us there. But we don't truly trust that he knows the finish line. Why? Because we don't know where the finish line is. And so we bear frustrations.
For no reason.
Trust. You can take my definition of trust and apply it, if it does, to your life. Mm-hmm. Allowing God to take responsibility for what he has purposed and what he has planned. It's not your plan.
Right, right.
So why bear responsibility for it?
Right, right. A man of God said, you know, there's this statement that he always used to make. He said, it was like a question and a response. Do you have a problem? And then you say no. And then he would say, why are you worrying? Right? Why are you frustrated about this situation? And do you have a problem? You say yes. But can you do something about the problem? You say no. So then why are you worrying? You know, so either way, if you can't do anything about it, you just have to let go and trust. But, you know, I want to ask a question here.
Absolutely.
Is there any aspect of this that has to do with patience, right? Because someone is trusting God, but they act impatient. I don't know if there's any correlation there, if you want to.
Yes, Dr. Candace, you cannot trust and be impatient. Because if you trust in, timing is dependent on the person you trust. That's why we talked about, when we talked about pruning our expectations, I say from God's purpose and timing, because he knows the time for his purpose.
Wow.
We did not set the purpose. So that, Candace, the truth is, when I look at my life now and I see the things that God is doing, even with Hour of Healing, I've shared it here on this platform before. When the direction came for me to start this platform, Sister Candace, the honest truth is I rejected it.
Hmm.
And I said to myself that if I was going to do something like this, if I was going to do ministry, start anything with ministry, I would have started it when I lived in Jersey. Why? Because I had a following. I had people who had seen my body of work. Why go to a no man's land to start ministry?
Mm-hmm.
Timing. Mm. Because you realize that the one you are obeying is the one who bears the responsibility.
Mm.
And so you are patient because you trust. The impatience is a sign of mistrust. That's the honest truth.
Mm. Mm.
So when someone says, I trust God, that doesn't mean being patient. Let me balance it. Being patient doesn't mean be idle. No. You trust God for what he is doing, and you continue to work alongside or in partnership with the Spirit until you see the grand picture. Why? Because we see in bits and pieces. And it's actually important we understand this, because when we talk about timing, who sets the timing? It's the one who has the purpose and the plan.
Right, right, right.
Because I am the builder. And right. So I project that because of the resources available to me, my financial resources, my human resources, my intellectual resources, I project that I will be able to finish this building in a year.
Mm.
Now, if the worker comes and say that, no, I will finish this building in 6 months, and they come to me and ask for cement, and I say I don't have the money for it, how are they going to finish in 6 months?
They can't.
They can't. Patience is needed for trust, because it is the one who brings the purpose or the plan who has the time.
Right, right. So this is, wow, this is really making me, you know, think about some things. So no one can say that they are trusting God if they are being impatient.
No.
Wow. Wow.
Patience is a requirement for trust. It's not an if. No. It's a must for trust.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
And so the next time you go to your office or whatever, and someone is sitting there tapping their feet and saying, I'm very patient. They are really not patient.
Right.
But you can't trust without patience. Because if you don't have patience, then you are trying to manipulate time. And right. Time is not something with you. Time is something with the one who brought the plan in the first place.
Right,
I want to finish the building in a year.
Right.
I will pay for the cement when it's I don't even know how else to say it. Stakendis, it's like going in to loan a car. You go to the dealership and you say, I need a car.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you the car is $12,000. And you say, I can pay that in 1 year. There is no way, no how the dealer can tell you that you can pay it in 6 months, because they are not in your bank account.
No.
If you don't create the path, you cannot predict how quickly you can get there. Mm. But you can mess it up. And that is what impatience does.
Right.
Because of our impatience, sometimes we will rush ahead of God's plan and hit a wall and turn another way because there is another path that is there. Well, my dear Christian brother or sister, let me give you this mystery. Your way was through the wall, but because you went ahead of God, mm-hmm. He did not create that way for you yet.
Yes.
And when you got there ahead of time, you turned
the wrong way.
You think you're going the right way, but it's the wrong way. Because of the patience. If you had waited, God would have sent some animals in front of you because of a fire that would have happened. And so by the time you would have gotten to the wall, they would have already gone through that war, and so there would have been a way for you to go through. Mr. Candice, these things sound very simple, but most of us have gotten to the verge of opportunity, and that is the next healing point I want to talk about. That most of us have gotten to the door of opportunity and turned back only because we were impatient. We got there ahead of time. We got there before Jesus got there. And we did not have the patience to wait until he got there.
Right.
Imagine the man who was in the pool for 38 years. And because of the lack of help that he had, if he had chosen 2 days before Jesus showed up,
it would have
his family take him home. What about the man at the gate, beautiful? What about Philip, Sister Candice? If Philip had not stayed by the carriage when the Holy Spirit told him to go stand by the carriage, the Ethiopian eunuch would have missed out on salvation. Trust requires timing. Since we're talking about this, let me just list these for our audience. Trust requires timing, obedience, submission, and discipline. If you truly say you trust God, you must obey him. You must submit to him. You must be patient for his time. And you must be disciplined enough to know that his way is best. There are so many distractions around us, and that really is also a source of frustration. Pastor Candice, let me finish up by talking about the opportunity for growth as a cure for frustration. For the sake of time, I want to be able to talk about two quick points, and then we can really finish up today. And the next cure, like I mentioned, is for you to see frustration as an opportunity for growth. If you want to be cured or healed from frustration, you must see the opportunity for growth in everything that frustrates you. Because when we go through frustration, sometimes it can be as though we are suffering. But scripture assures us that our suffering produces in us perseverance, and perseverance produces character. Character produces hope. These are all stages of growth. That for us to be able to grow in hope, we must have character. Without character, we cannot have hope. And if we want to grow in character, we must persevere, because it takes time to build character. To build the right character, Stakende, sometimes we will have to be crushed, we will have to be broken, we will have to be mended, we will have to be remolded. It takes perseverance to be able to go through that. And so it's very important that we understand that every frustration that we face has an opportunity for us to grow. And if we do that, we will well be on our way to healing or to having the cure. And then finally, I want to talk about faith. That having faith when we are going through frustrations plays two major roles. One, it allows us to be able to move forward. And two, it allows us to be able to maintain our peace. Frustrations will steal your peace if you don't have faith. How does faith play a role? Remember, faith is one of the means for you to be able to see the outcome before it actually happens. And so I'm believing that, yes, things can change in that relationship, in that workplace, in that career situation. Having that belief that things can change will actually help you maintain your peace. And also, it will give you the strength to be able to move forward. So, Staketis, the reason why frustration becomes such a problem for so many of us is because we stay with the frustration rather than moving forward. Mm. And when you stay with frustration, it becomes anger, it becomes a worry, which we looked at last week as very, very different things when we're talking about frustration.
Wow. Wow. Very powerful stuff that you've talked about here with the cure to frustrations. And, you know, I really didn't think in the essence of scriptural being the cure, right? Mm-hmm. You know, things like faith, things like trusting in God, things like, you know, being patient, obedient, or disciplined as to where God is taking you. Correct. These are all things that most people will not think about. You know, I think in last week's episode, I made mention about, you know, certain things like emotions. There's no cure to them, right? You will never think that this is something that has a cure or that can ever go away. But thinking through what you mentioned with faith, with being patient, you know, it will cure it in actuality.
Absolutely.
But it will put you in a place of peace, right? And you'll be very settled in your spirit to wait.
Right.
Or to not react easily about certain things or respond the wrong way. So I see how this can cure frustration. And I want to ask, is there a person, you mentioned something about how we all go through frustration, we all have frustration.
Absolutely.
Could there be a life with no frustration, or frustration-less life?
That is a very powerful question, and the answer is really twofold. Because the things that trigger frustration will never go away. Mm. But yes, there are lives, or there can be life that is free of frustration. Because as I can just believe you me, there are people who have so turned everything to God that no matter what comes their way, automatically it bounces off of them and gets straight to God.
Right.
Whether good or bad.
Right.
And yes, we have people who have lived this life.
Right.
And people who are living it today.
Right.
Sometimes it's very interesting because from the outside, we will look and think that such people are overwhelmed or they have so much going on. But truly, Sister Candice, they bear no burdens whatsoever.
Yeah.
And Sister Candice, it's very interesting that you ask this question because that truly is the state that the Spirit of God took that hymn writer, Joseph Scriven, the one who wrote "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." That is the picture that there is a state where we can be, where all our burdens and all our cares can be on Jesus. It's not easy to get there. I am not there, but I pray that in my lifetime, I can say to the glory of God someday, or it can be said of me someday, that I was a man who lived and placed all my burdens and my cares unto God. If you are able to do that, frustrations are gone.
All right. Hallelujah. But I believe it's more people living in frustration less than we think, because with the definition that, you know, you broke down with the worry and the anger and whatever, I think some people are living in worry and they're mistaken that with frustration.
Right.
If we are able to identify or define that this feeling that I'm feeling is rather I'm worried about something rather than I'm frustrated, we'll see that most people are in, you know, on the path to frustrationless life.
Mm.
You know, so I think that's something we can take, you know, be mindful of, so that we can really hone this cure for frustration or cure to frustration.
Absolutely.
Grow on it and mature on it and, you know, live in that space because it is doable.
Absolutely.
If we are able to identify the emotions that we are feeling, that it's not frustration, it's rather, you know, I'm like worried about work, or I'm overwhelmed about too much things going on in my mind. You're not frustrated. You just have a lot going on to do. You have a lot to do that week, you know. Correct. So you are worried you may not meet the deadline. You are worried you may not be able to please your spouse or do this for your child. That's all worry. It's not frustration. So I think if we're able to take that definition into our lives, we'll see that we are really on that path. Yeah.
Yes. And again, remember, worrying is like a rocking chair. It's a lot of activity.
With no movement.
With no substantial movement.
Mm-hmm. And I think, is like you said, you know, it's really my prayer, honestly, that every episode, everything we say is like it does the work of healing, you know, individuals, ourselves also, because
absolutely,
all these little things that we talk about are things that does not allow the glory of God to be revealed in, you know, individuals' lives. You
right.
know, these are simple fixes that we can just do. You know, we've talked about that too.
Yes.
These are little things that you can just, you just need to tweak something here and there, you know, like loosen some screw or tighten something here and there. And, you know, you'll be on the right path. So we hope for the best for you all. We're going to end today's episode here, but I will hand it over to Dr. Joe for him to close us off. Just be sure to follow us on all our social media handles. We have TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, All Hour of Healing. You can put it in search engine and it will come up. If you have any questions, in the beginning of the year, we mentioned that, you know, we are looking forward to answering people's questions. If you have any topic that you want us to talk about, feel free, send it our way. And, you know, in the comments section of any of the social media handles, we'll pick it up and talk about them.
Absolutely.
Or you can email it and we'll take it from there. But I'll hand it to Dr. Joe as he closes us all for today's or this week's discussion.
Yes, Sister Candace, thank you so much for hosting us this week. And dear audience, thank you for sticking with us. We pray that a little talking on what we have learned over the past few months about dealing with frustration and finding a cure for it, we pray it makes sense to you, because these are the principles that truly I applied and I'm applying in life, and I've seen the dividends that it has paid. Frustration, I want you to understand, it's not necessarily a bad thing. We just talked about seeing the opportunity for growth. It's something that we all go through. The best of us go through them, but the key is go through it, not staying with it. If you stay with frustration, it will
drown you.
With a matter of time, it will drain you. It will steal your joy. It will steal your peace. It will steal your happiness. And unfortunately, it will lead you to the place of anger, which is not a good appetite. So we pray that this will do its work in you as we pray each week our conversations do their work in you. We will see you same time next week as we bring you another life-changing and thought-provoking conversation on Hour of Healing. God bless you. See you next week. Bye-bye.